Some drinks taste best when they're cold, and others taste best when they're hot. So the question is, which tumbler does the best job at keeping that beverage at the right temperature?
We'll see which tumblers do the best job at keeping drinks hot and cold. We'll also see which ones prevent splashes and spills when they tip over. Finally, we'll see which tumblers are dishwasher safe. At a price of $8, the least expensive tumbler we'll be testing is made by Hassel Outfitters. All the tumblers we'll be testing are 20 ounces. It's made of stainless steel, and it's vacuum insulated. They claim this tumbler is sweatproof and non-slippery. They also claim that it keeps hot water hot for 3 hours and cold ice for 9 hours. It's BPA free and it's made of food grade materials. The Hassel Outfitters is made in China and the Hassel weighs 305.5 grams. Many of the tumblers claim to be spill, splash, or leak proof. So let's add a few ounces of water to each tumbler and see how they perform. Unfortunately, the Hassel made quite a mess. At a price of $9, is this Juro brand? It's a double wall, vacuum insulated tumbler with lid and straw. The manufacturer claims that any hot drink will stay hot for up to 6 hours. Cooler drinks will stay cool for up to 24 hours. Made with 100% stainless steel and the lid is BPA free. For only $9, it also comes with two different types of lid, a new slide lid as well as a flip lid. The Juro is made in China. And the Juro is pretty light at 277.3 grams. And the Juro's lid is on nice and tight and it's in the closed position. And the Juro performed very well and it did not leak when tipped over. It also avoided leaking when placed upside down on the table. At a price of $11, is this Murakon brand? The Murakon is a double wall vacuum insulated sublimation tumbler with lid and straw. It's made with food grade stainless steel. They claim it'll keep your drinks hot for 3 hours and cold for 9. The splash proof lid snugly grips each tumbler. They also claim anti-perspiration, no condensation, and easy to clean. The Murakon is made in China and is 316.3 grams for the Murakon. With a tall and narrow profile, the Murakon seems very prone to tip over. And the Murakon performed well, however, it did leak a nickel-sized amount when tipped over. And it performed better when placed upside down. At a price of $15, is this Clean Canteen brand? Keeps liquids warm for 6 hours and cold for 24. They claim their coating is 4 times more durable. Chip and scratch resistant. Large 3-inch opening fits ice and is easy to fill and pour. The interior is electro-polished to prevent retaining flavors. The Clean Canteen is made in China. The Clean Canteen weighs 317 grams. And the Clean Canteen made an even bigger mess than the Hassel. Definitely not the tumbler of choice when wearing your Sunday best. At a price of $19, is this Arctic brand? It's a double wall vacuum insulated travel mug with airtight seal. They claim it's overbuilt and not overpriced. A flip top screw on closure lid to prevent unwanted spills. Keeps ice for 24 hours and hot for 6. It's designed by Arctic Outdoors in Katy, Texas and made in China. And it's 316.2 grams for the Arctic. And the Arctic's press-on lid is closed and on nice and tight. And the Arctic did a great job avoiding spills and splashes. It also proved to be leak-proof when gently placed upside down. At a price of $20, is this Tervis Diamond Plate brand? Copper-lined 18-8 stainless steel construction is durable and material won't retain taste or odors. Keeps your drink hot for 8 hours and cold for 24. Designed in Venice, Florida and made in China. And the diamond plate weighs 338.96 grams. And the Tervis diamond plate is ready for tip over. And the Tervis did not spill or splash, but it did leak a very small amount when placed upside down. At a price of $21, is this Coleman brand. 18-8 vacuum insulated stainless steel construction. There's even a bottle opener that's integrated in the bottom of the cup. Clear plastic lid with slidable spout cover. The no sweat design is supposed to keep ice cold for up to 15 hours. The Coleman tumbler is made in China. And the Coleman is lighter than average at 299.2 grams. And the Coleman's lid is on nice and tight and properly closed. And the Coleman performed better than the Hassel and Clean Canteen, but not nearly as well as some of the other brands. At a price of $22, is this Arctic Tumblers brand. Keeps beverages cold for 16 hours and hot for up to 8 hours. They claim that the lid on the tumbler is spill and splash proof, 100% BPA free and sweat free. The lid is designed to be used with or without a straw. The Arctic Tumblers is made in China and is 315.6 grams for the Arctic. And the Arctic Tumbler is ready to tumble. And the Arctic Tumbler kept everything inside the tumbler after tip over and when placed upside down. At a price of $23, is this Iron Flask brand. They claim it keeps beverages hot for 5 hours and cold for 20. It's constructed of 18-8 premium stainless steel, 100% BPA free and non-toxic. It comes with 2 leak-proof lids. It even includes an extra straw. The Iron Flask is made in China, and the Iron Flask weighs 321.2 grams. And the Iron Flask also seems to have a very well-designed lid for avoiding spills and leaks. And the Iron Flask performed very well and held everything inside the tumbler. Also at a price of $23 is this Mirror brand, made of 18-8 stainless steel. Features a thermo 3D double wall vacuum insulation. The Mirror is made in China, and it's 324.3 grams for the Mirror. And the Mirror claims that it doesn't leak or spill, but unfortunately, it does spill when tipped over. It also leaks pretty bad when facing upside down. At a price of $25, is this Camelback brand. It has an 18-8 stainless steel full powder coat finish. Drink clean with BPA, BPS, and BPF free. It's even dishwasher safe, spill resistant, and tri-mode lid for flow control. The Camelback is made in China, and a Camelback weighs 318.95 grams. In a fully closed position, the Camelback has a vent hole that prevents a complete seal. And a Camelback spilled some water when tipped over and when facing downward. At a price of $28, is this Hydro Flask brand. It has a Temp Shield double wall vacuum insulation. The powder coat is supposed to be durable and sweat-free. The closable press-in lid is supposed to stop splashes and trap temperature. Made with 18-8 pro-grade stainless steel. It's supposed to be dishwasher safe. The Hydro Flask is made in China. And the Hydro Flask is pretty light at only 292.93 grams. And the Hydro Flask does claim to stop splashes, but it does not claim to stop leaks. And the Hydro Flask performed as advertised with a small amount of water escaping during tip-over and when facing downward. At a price of $30, is this Stanley Quencher H20? This is a very popular tumbler with tens of thousands of reviews. It claims to have an advanced lid construction. The straw opening is designed to resist splashes with a seal that holds a reusable straw. The Stanley is made in China, and it's 315.9 grams for the Stanley. Three positions include closed, an opening for sipping, and an opening for a straw. And the Stanley lid is in the fully closed position. And the Stanley did a great job with tip over and it did not leak. In the upside down position, the Stanley did leak a very small amount of water. And the most expensive tumbler we'll be testing is made by Yeti and costs $35. This is an extremely popular tumbler with about 140,000 reviews. Tens of thousands of these tumblers are sold every month. Stainless steel vacuum insulated tumbler with mag slider lid. The mag slider lid uses magnets to keep your favorite beverage from spilling. The lid is not leak proof and it will not prevent spills. However, it is BPA free and dishwasher safe. The Yeti is made in China. And the Yeti's by far the heaviest yet at 382.46 grams. And the Yeti brand is very forthcoming about their tumbler not being leak or spill proof. However, it still performed fairly well with just a small amount of water escaping during the test. In the next test, let's fill all the tumblers with ice cold water and we'll measure the temperature of the water after just 5 hours. The water is very close to 33 degrees Fahrenheit and the shop temperature is right at 77.2 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's been right at 5 hours and the Hassel performed well at 41.3 degrees Fahrenheit. And the Juro's lid does a better job of sealing and it's about a half a degree warmer than the Hassel at 41.8. And the Mericon has a narrow and tall design and the Mericon moves into the lead at 39.5 degrees. And the Clean Canteen's lid does not create an airtight seal and it moves into fourth place behind the Hassel at 42 degrees. And the Artex lid offers a great seal but it's not quite as thermally efficient as some of the other brands at 42.5. And the Tervis tumbler performed very well at 40.6 degrees to move into second place. And the Coleman is about 4 degrees warmer than the leader, the Mericon, at 43.4 degrees. And the Arctic tumblers performed about the same as the Coleman at 43.5 degrees. The Iron Flask lid offers a pretty good seal and the water temperature is at 42.6. And the mirror performed better than average at 41.8 degrees. And the Camelback offers a very thermally efficient tumbler at 39.1 degrees to move into the lead. And the lid on the Hydro Flask offers a decent seal, but the tumbler isn't quite as efficient as some of the other brands at 43.5. And the Stanley is a very popular tumbler, and it seems to make sense as the Stanley just moved into the lead at 38.9 degrees. Very impressive. And the Yeti is also very popular, and it too performed very well at 41.9 degrees. So the Stanley came out on top at 38.9 degrees. However, the Camelback performed almost as well at 39.1. Mericon also performed very well at 39.5 degrees. Since the tumblers are completely full, let's measure the tipping point for each tumbler. The stakes are pretty high if the Hassel tips over since it splashes and leaks badly. And the Hassel performed well at 20.9 degrees. If the Juro is in use, the opening is going to be open and it tips over at 20.6 degrees, which is almost as good as the Hassel. And the Mericon's tall and narrow profile makes it a lot more prone to tip over and the Mericon laid down at 16.6 degrees of tilt. And the Clean Canteen isn't nearly as tall and narrow as the Mericon, and that really helps. 19.1 degrees. And the Arctic is tapered quite a bit at the bottom of the tumbler, and it toppled over at 17.8 degrees. And the Tervis has a profile that favors staying upright, and is 20 degrees for the Tervis. And the Coleman looks deceptively well designed for this test, but the bottom of the tumbler is rounded, which really hurts. And 16.1 degrees is the worst yet. And the Arctic tumblers also appears to have a pretty good profile for this test, but the bottom of the tumbler is a little more rounded than some of the other tumblers with a very similar profile. And it's over at 18.8 degrees. And the iron flask is built like a 1980s bodybuilder. And all of that upper body weight on top of those skinny legs really hurts at only 16.4 degrees. And the mirror is not on a wall, but it did take a fall at 17.7 degrees. Okay, just trying to have some fun with this. And the Camelback has a lot of taper on the bottom, and it also has a non-slip silicone base. If it gets bumped, the Camelback probably will not slide, but it will lay over at 12.6 degrees of tilt. And the Hydro Flask has a pretty good profile for this test for the most part. However, the very bottom of the tumbler is rounded and the Hydro Flask took a fall at 19.2 degrees. And the Stanley is pretty top heavy, but the bottom of the tumbler is pretty squared off. And the Stanley fell over at around 19.4 degrees. And the most popular tumbler on the market has a very small taper towards the very bottom of the tumbler, but the bottom of the tumbler is very well designed to keep this tumbler upright. And 21.1 degrees is the best yet. So the Yeti came out on top at 21.1 degrees. However, the Hassel, Giro, and Turvis tumblers also perform very well at around 20 degrees or better. If you're like me, that tumbler comes in really handy for keeping coffee nice and warm. So let's heat up some water, and then we'll place it inside of a freezer that's set to minus 40 degrees Celsius, which also works out to be minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And the water is just over 180 degrees, which is more than hot enough for this next test. There's already a small amount of water inside the cooler, which will help cool this water down just a little. I'll give the cooler several minutes for the internal temperature to stabilize throughout. I'll quickly fill up all the tumblers and then we'll begin the 3-hour test. And the water temperature is starting out at 156.2 degrees. And the 3 hours is finally up and the outside middle on the tumblers is very cold. And the Hassel does not have a sealed lid. And the water temperature drops 61 degrees in 3 hours to 95.1 degrees inside the Hassel. And the Giro does have a sealed lid, and that helped quite a bit. And it's 99.8 degrees for the Giro. And the narrow mouth on the Murican reduces the opportunity for heat loss. And the Murican moves into the lead at 109.8 degrees. And a clean canteen also has an unsealed lid, just like the Hassel, and that really hurt the performance of the tumbler at 94 degrees. And the Arctic has a sealed lid, just like the Giro, and the Arctic performed about the same as the Giro at 98.3 degrees. And the Turvis Diamond Plate also has a sealed lid and moves into second place behind the Murican at right at 100 degrees. Unfortunately, the Coleman really struggled in this test at 87.7 degrees, or about 22 degrees cooler than the Murican. And the Arctic Tumblers has a lid that offers a really good seal, and it's 96 degrees for the Arctic Tumblers. And the Iron Flask has a plastic lid that not only seals, but also overlaps with the rim of the tumbler. And that's a very good design, and the Iron Flask just secured an ironclad lead at 115.8 degrees. Very impressive. And the mirror also performed a lot better than average at 102.8 degrees. And the Camelback performed very well at keeping water cold, and it also performed very well at holding heat at 106.2 degrees. And the rim on the Hydro Flask isn't as well protected from cold temperatures as the Camelback, and that really hurt its performance at 94.7 degrees. And there are several reasons why the Stanley is an incredibly popular tumbler. And one of the reasons is that the Stanley does a terrific job at keeping liquids warm at 106.7 degrees. And the Yeti also is an extremely popular tumbler, but it doesn't hold heat quite as well as the Stanley at 98.8 degrees. So the Iron Flask came out on top at 115.8 degrees. Murican finished in second at 109.8. Stanley and the Camelback also performed very well at just over 106 degrees. A tip over is one thing, but let's see what happens when these completely full tumblers tumble off the table at a distance of almost 30 inches onto a concrete floor. If the Hassel falls onto a hard floor from 30 inches, it's probably going to be a hassle to clean up. Unfortunately, the lid broke from the impact. And the Giro's lid stayed on the tumbler, but the Giro lid did break. The tumbler also leaked some water onto the floor. And America's lid did a decent job of containing the water in the previous tip-over test. However, the America's lid did come off the tumbler, and the lid did experience quite a bit of damage from the impact. And the clean canteen also lost its top from impacting the floor. No damage to the lid. And the Arctic's lid just about held everything in, but the lid did experience a pretty bad crack from the impact. And the Turvis survived the head-on collision with the floor without losing its top. Only a very small amount of water escaped and the lid survived without any damage. And the Coleman's lid stayed on the tumbler, but it did move out of the fully seated position and leaked out several ounces of water. No visible damage to the lid. And the flip top totally flipped out on the Arctic tumblers from the impact. It did contain most of the water and the lid survived without any damage. And the Iron Flask has a screw-on lid that's designed to take a licking and keep on ticking. It looks like a small amount of water might have escaped, but the lid is still as good as new. And the mirror lost some water on the previous tip-over test and has spilled pretty much everything out after hitting the floor. The lid survived without any damage. And the Camelback's tapered bottom makes it pretty prone to tipping over. Unfortunately, the Camelback's lid was not able to stay attached to the tumbler. However, the lid did survive without any damage. And the hydro flask held on to its top after impact, but it did leak a little bit more water than the iron flask. No damage to the lid. And the Stanley also has a screw on top. And the lid stayed attached to the Stanley, but the lid moved to the open position and leaked a little water. Just like most of the other brands, the Yeti has a press-on lid. Unfortunately, the lid popped off after impact, but the lid held up just fine. Most of the tumblers received the best possible rating of 1 for durability. However, 4 of the brands experienced a lot of damage to their lids from the impact. If you're looking for a tumbler that can handle a pretty hard impact while also containing its content, the Tervis and the Iron Flask perform the best with the best possible rating of 1. All of these tumblers claim to hold 20 ounces, but can they actually hold 20 ounces? I've got very close to 20 ounces inside of this measuring cup. And the Hassel will hold 20 ounces, but you'll have to sip some of the contents before installing the lid. And the Giro came very close to 20 ounces, but came up just a little short. And the Murakon has plenty of space for 20 ounces, and I was able to install the lid without creating a spill. And the Clean Canteen holds 20 ounces, but there's not enough space to install the lid. And the Arctic has a little more capacity than the Clean Canteen, but there's not enough to install the lid with 20 ounces. And the Jervis Diamond Plate came up about a half ounce short. Just like the Jervis, the Coleman also came up just a little bit short. And the Arctic Tumblers also came up about a half ounce short on space. And the Iron Flask will hold about 20 ounces without the lid, but that's about it. And the mirror is pretty much maxed out, but a couple of sips and the lid should fit. Camels are known for their desire for water, and this Camelback easily held 20 ounces with plenty of room to spare for the lid. And the Hydro Flask is out of space a little early at around 19 and a half ounces. And the Stanley not only does a great job of keeping beverages cold, it also holds 20 ounces as advertised with the lid. And the Yeti also does a great job of keeping drinks cold, but it came up about a half ounce short. If you like to drink your Morning Joe on the go, you'll probably want to keep one hand on the wheel while opening and closing the tumbler. So let's see which tumblers offer the easiest access lids. Let's skip the Hassel since it can't be closed. And the Giro lid pops off before the flip lid opens. So you'll probably need to use both hands to open the Giro. And it takes quite a bit of force to open the lid at 4.78 pounds. Even though the American is narrow and easy to grip with just one hand, the slider is difficult to work with. And the American slider just doesn't like to slide at 2.7 pounds of force. Skipping the Clean Canteen since the lid remains open. And the flip lid cover on the Arctic seems pretty easy to work with. And the flip top is unlocked at 3/4 of a pound, the best yet. And the Tervis Diamond Plate not only does a pretty good job of preventing big messes if it falls over, it also is pretty easy to open at about a half a pound of force. And the Coleman takes a little bit more effort to open than the Tervis. And it takes about a pound of force to slide the slider on the Coleman. Opening the flip top on the Arctic Tumblers is pretty easy. And it's 1.22 pounds of force according to the scale. And the name Iron Flask seems to fit, as the flip top is as solid as iron and pretty hard to open with just one hand. And it takes 3.72 pounds to flip the flip top to the open position. If the mirror topples over, it's probably going to spill. However, the slider is very easy to open and only 1/4 pound of force. And the Camelback can be opened with just one hand, but it definitely takes quite a bit of effort. And 3.87 pounds is quite a bit of force for a sliding lid cover. And the Hydro Flask slides freely once it gets moving, but it takes 3.25 pounds of force to get the slider to begin sliding. Unless you have a bionic hand with 10 fingers, you're going to need two hands to open the Stanley. Once the Stanley lid is unlocked, it takes 2.24 pounds to move. And one of the reasons the Yeti is by far the best-selling tumbler in the world is because of its very innovative and user-friendly sliding lid cover. And it takes less than a pound of force to slide the slider on the Yeti. In the final test, let's spray the tumblers with a mix of hydrogen peroxide, vinegar, and salt to see if these tumblers are resistant to corrosion. And it's only been a couple of hours, so let's take a closer look at each brand. And the Hassel is supposed to be hand-washed, and it's definitely not very corrosion resistant. Unfortunately, quite a bit of rust has already formed. Just like the Hassel, the Giro also experienced quite a bit of oxidation. Definitely not dishwasher safe. And the American performed very well on the corrosion resistant test. No visible rust on the inside or outside of the tumbler. And the Clean Canteen also performed very well with just a couple of spots where rust is just beginning to form. And the Arctic did perform better than the Hassel and the Giro, but not quite as well as the American or the Clean Canteen. And the Tervis performed about the same as the Arctic with just a few areas of rust beginning to form. Unfortunately, the Coleman experienced quite a bit of oxidation compared to most of the other brands. And the Arctic also experienced quite a bit of corrosion, but not quite as bad as the Hassel or the Giro. And the Iron Flask performed very well with just one little spot of rust. And the mirror also performed extremely well without any visible rust. Just a few spots of rust have formed on the Camelback, definitely better than average. And the Hydro Flask experienced quite a bit of rust on the inside and outside of the tumbler. Once again, the Stanley is proving its worth without any visible rust on the inside or outside of the tumbler. And the Yeti experienced some rusting on the outside of the tumbler. So which tumbler is the best? The tumblers are organized from least expensive to most expensive. I've converted the raw scores into an A through F grading scale to help make sense of the results. For a price of around $20, I really like the Tervis Diamond Plate. It performed very well at thermal efficiency, earning A's in both hot and cold temperature performance. It's also well designed to avoid tipping over. If it does tip over or even falls off the table, it's probably not going to make a huge mess. Regarding ergonomics, the lid on the Tervis is very easy to open. The biggest downside to the Tervis is that it is a little more susceptible to corrosion compared to some of the other brands. For only around $3 more, I really like the Iron Flask. It performed very well in just about every category. The biggest downside is it does tip over pretty easily. In my opinion, the best all-around tumbler in the lineup is indeed the Stanley. It earned A's for holding heat and cold, tip over, spill, splash resistance, lid durability, impacting the floor from 30 inches, and corrosion resistance. The biggest downside is that it does take a couple of hands to open the lid.
Now I know why my coffee's been getting cold. I've been using the wrong tumbler. All the videos in this channel, including this one, are viewer suggested. So if you have a video idea, I hope you'll take time to leave a comment. Thanks so much for watching. Please take care, and I look forward to next time.